بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karim is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So, is there any relation between Prophet Joseph, the Israelites, and the modern Israel? Let's talk a little bit about the lineage of Prophet Joseph. We know that, of course, this region has been the, we can't say hotspot, it's better to say, of prophethood and the mission of the prophets, the main prophet, Abrahamic religions, were all born over here, and they were given their messages in this main region. So, why? Do you think there might be a link between the lineage of Prophet Joseph and the Israelites?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So when we talk about the children of Israel, as the Quran puts it, Banu Israel or Bani Israel, we are talking about the descendants of someone who is called in Arabic Israel and in English Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So Israel is the name given for Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, as mentioned in the Bible. So this is agreed upon by Jewish people, Christians, and Muslims that Yaqub or Jacob is an epithet, is a title for Israel, that is Prophet Yaqub or Jacob, peace be upon him. That is the father of Prophet Yusuf or Joseph. And it's been mentioned that in Hebrew language, Israel means a chosen servant of God.
So Jacob means Israel or no? It was a title given?
It was a title.
It was so given to Jacob.
The name of Yusuf's, Joseph's father is Yaqub or Jacob.
Yes.
A title given to him, apparently by God, is Israel or Israel.
Okay.
Someone who is chosen by God and he's a servant of God.
All right.
So when we are talking about the children of Israel, Bani Israel, we are referring to all the descendants from this race,
mm-hmm.
from the race of Yaqub alayhi salam.
That's right.
And I mean, the same notion has been mentioned in many verses in the Quran. We know that compared to other prophets, Prophet Musa alayhi salam is mentioned the most in the Noble Book of Quran, the story of his prophethood even before that. When, I mean, for example, how he was born in the palace of the Pharaoh the rest of the story.
Yes.
So many a time the mention is also made of Banu Israel, the children of Israel, as the continuation of the descendants of Ya'qub alayhi salam. So, for example, more than 40 times the title of Banu Israel, the children of Israel, is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran. Of course, in many cases, it is referring to the generation of Ya'qub from the time of Musa alayhi salam onwards.
Must there be a kind of blood relation between the prophets after Ya'qub to be called Banu Israel?
Yeah.
Oh, so there must be some father, son, or something?
You are talking about the descendants of Yaqub alayhi salam. We do not mean that prophethood is given from father to the son. No. Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 children.
All right.
So whoever is from this family is called the children of Israel, whether among them are prophets or not.
All right.
So, for example, the prophets might be from two sons of Yaqub alayhi salam.
All right.
But the other sons are also called Bani Israel, and their children are also called.
But Messiah or Jesus Christ was not from Bani Israel, no?
He is also from Bani Israel.
He's from Bani Israel too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been mentioned that the last prophet, I mean, according to some narrations, we have about 600 prophets from Bani Israel. Of course, I mean, we cannot make sure that these are authentic narrations, but it is mentioned in some narrations that we have 600 prophets from the children of Israel. Among them are Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Yusuf,
all right,
Joseph, Yusha or Joshua, Harun, Aaron, the brother of Musa alayhi salam, David, Solomon. Of course, these two are considered as prophets according to Islam, but as kings according to the Bible.
And Ibrahim was before all of these?
Yeah.
Before Jacob too?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
And also we have Elias, Elyasa, Yunus, Uzair, and Zakaria. These are some of the prophets from the children of Israel.
All right.
Now, so we realize that as the dear listener asked this question, Yusuf alayhi salam is also from the same generation. And we know that in the Noble Book of Quran, as I mentioned, many points regarding the children of Israel are mentioned about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this nation, how they passed through the Nile River, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them in many occasions, and how in many cases they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in many verses of the Quran they are reprimanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I will mention. There are also verses...
Were they pictured as good people in the Quran?
Both good and bad. I mean, some of positive points are praised by God. Some of the negative points are reproached by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, criticized. Right. Okay. I would refer to some of them. We have also the notion of Nuqaba, as mentioned in the narrations, and some references to it in the Noble Book of Quran. 12 leaders among Ben Israel. And there are different interpretations of it. For example, some believe that it is referring to the 12 children of Jacob, and some believe that it is referring to 12 leaders of the children of Israel, like 12 like tribal leaders, for example, and some other viewpoints in this regard. And some believe that when Musa alayhi salam, had a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the children of Israel, there were 12 witnesses, and these 12 witnesses are called Nuqaba. And anyway, this number is noteworthy. And we have some narrations regarding the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, that the number of the Imams are equal as the number of the Nuqaba, the leaders of the children of Israel.
And this has been given and predicted by Prophet Muhammad in a hadith.
So
Prophet Muhammad is the only non-Israeli, we can say, prophet of Allah. Is it
no,
so?
Not the only one. I mean, we have 124,000 prophets.
I know, but...
Many of them before Yaqub alayhi salam.
Among the main prophets, yes.
Yeah. Among the Ulul Azm prophets, I mean, Musa, Isa are among the Bani Israel.
All right. But Muhammad
not
is not among the Bani Israel.
And not Noah and Abraham.
That's right.
Noah and Ibrahim.
Okay.
And so, as I mentioned, some verses of the Quran talk about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are given to the children of Israel. For example, some of them are miracles. Once they were passing through a desert, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through a miraculous way, put a cloud as a shadow over their heads. And when they wanted to pass through the Nile River, when they were followed by, the Pharaoh and his army. And in some occasions, some special foods were given to them. They were given, divine blessings and, pure sustenance. And some verses talk about the fact that they were given a kind of preference over other people. Now, this should not be understood as a racist understanding of the verse. It's not talking about preference over all the nations. It is talking about the time of the children of Israel. And it is, conditional. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other verses that provided that you are doing so, you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the orders of your prophets, then you are preferred over other nations. It's not a racist understanding based only on the race, as unfortunately nowadays the Zionists understand this way. They believe that they are coming from a superior race, and that is not the case according to the Quran. But in many verses, they are reprimanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of different acts of disobedience. For example, because of, disobeying the prophets, because of denying the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, because of polytheism, extravagance, because of killing the prophets, as mentioned also in many narrations, because of corruption on the earth, Worshipping the calf, Musa alayhi salam is absent only for 40 days.
Yes.
And they are, beginning a kind of polytheism.
Yes.
Like worshipping the calf. The
so-called pharaohs were from these people too?
No,
they were not?
No, they're different.
So the pharaohs were not from Bani Israel?
No, they're different.
All right.
And in many cases, they are looking for excuses. Mm-hmm. Prophet Musa alayhi salam is ordering them. They are asking for the details.
Right.
And the story of Baqarah cow is famous in this regard. They ask, some illogical requests, mm-hmm. like meeting God, seeing God, and so on and so forth. So, we can claim that maybe in most of the cases, they are reproached and reprimanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verses of the Quran.
And the modern Israel, the country Israel,
mm-hmm.
Is it the same as the Bani Israel, which is in the Holy Quran? Because the terms in title, they are very much the same. So are they the descendants of the same one? And the Palestinians too, okay?
Yeah. Now, having said that, before answering your question, we have another term here, which is Yahud. In Arabic language, we call Jews as Yahud.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different viewpoints regarding the origin of this term. Some believe that the Jews are called Yahud because they were the nation that, according to the Bible, they worship God that they called Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahud is coming from the name that they give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other viewpoint is that one of the sons of Ya'qub was named as Yahuda.
All right.
And Jews are called Yahud because they are coming from this generation.
Judas or something they call it,
yeah,
isn't it? That's right. Okay.
And there are two, some other viewpoints, mm-hmm. but these are two famous viewpoints. As for the today's generation of Jews, we are not sure about the whole history of the Jews. You know, we are talking about a generation.
All right.
But they claim, at least they claim that, in Judaism, unfortunately, one of the negative points is that if you even refer to the books of, Jewish studies, you cannot convert to Judaism. They do not accept you as a Jew unless you are born as a Jew.
All
Your
right.
mother is a Jewish one. And that is why you see that they are not preaching their religion. They are not inviting other people to embrace Judaism because they believe that this is a special race.
Mm-hmm.
Other people cannot come into this race except if they are born into a Jewish family and their mother is a Jewish.
Mm-hmm. And Yahud and Bani Israel are differentiated in the Holy Quran, isn't it? When they are referred to. Have, for example, the term Jewish and Bani Israel are the same in the Holy Quran?
As I mentioned, Bani Israel is more
common word, maybe, huh?
And also is more inclusive because
right.
it is referring to the children of Ya'qub alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam is coming many years after Ya'qub alayhi salam. But Yahud is only referring to the followers of Musa alayhi salam. So the point is that if we take into consideration the fact that Jews were very exclusive in that they do not accept other people into their religion, except that they are born into a Jewish family, maybe it seemed that the majority of today's Jewish people, they are coming from the same generation.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean that we are talking about each and every one of them. No one is sure.
All right.
Because during the history, many events may happen. Many people from other races may have joined this religion, and then they have spread in different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But at least, as I mentioned, we can claim that the majority of them are coming from the same generation.
Okay, that's it. So, again, the Israeli-Palestine conflict that we see today, so can we call it a kind of war, which is a civil war in the extended family of Jacob or something like that?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
It had nothing to do with the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. And in terms of the, in religious way of understanding, it is oppression against the oppressed people. So we cannot relate it to any kind of religion or different understanding of religion. As I mentioned, we have oppressors and the oppressed ones.
All right. Thank you. Anything, Ms. Sheikh? No, nothing. That's right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this concept. It was very kind of you. My pleasure. Lineage of Prophet Joseph, the Israelis, and the modern Israel, the relation between the three. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن